Vilnius, a place of exile for Belarusians who have stood up against their government in Minsk. Alena Maslyakova arrived last year after her friend and fellow activist Ales Balyatsky urged her to leave home and family to avoid arrest. 5 months later, he was detained.
Of course we miss Ales a lot. I will tell you very honestly and openly, he's greatly missed as a leader and as a friend. We are trying our best to keep up the high standard Ales set for our work.
Ales Balyatsky, who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize last month, has been promoting human rights in Belarus since the 1980s, when his country was still part of the Soviet Union. He founded Vyazna in 1996 to help political prisoners and was jailed in 2011 for 3 years.
No doubt, he is a very, very strong man who has devoted his life to the cause. Literally, every day he showed us at Vyazna and everyone else that you can achieve your goal to make Belarus more free, to make it a democratic, law-based state.
Balyatsky was among the hundreds of thousands who took to the streets in 2020, after Alexander Lukashenko, in power for 26 years, was accused of rigging his re-election as president.
It was very dangerous. Oman riot police detained people, they shot and beat people, they killed people. Ales went to the protests and became an example to others.
By awarding Ales Balyatsky as one of this year's Nobel Peace Prize recipients, the thousands of victims of the regime in Belarus have been given a face. A sign of hope for the hundreds of thousands of Belarusians living in exile, that their struggle has not been forgotten.
Alena and other Belarusian exiles hope the Nobel Peace Prize for Ales Balyatsky will encourage the international community to put more pressure on Lukashenko to step down.